and the Courage of Queen Esther. And so Jay's going to be talking to us about that here in just a few moments. First off, Michael is going to lead us a few songs, though. But before we get to that, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, we just come before you and we thank you for this day. We thank you that we can have the opportunity to learn more about you, to hear about the courage of your servant Esther. And Father, we just we pray that we can learn to be just as courageous as she was. Father, I thank you for all the children that are here tonight. I thank you that we can all consider ourselves your children and that you love us as your own, Father. Father, I pray that you bless our evening here and that we can bring glory to your name. We love you so much, and it's through your son's name we pray. Amen.
All right, let's all sing out together.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world. Jesus rose for all the children, all the children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus rose for all the children of the world.
Let's see if we can attach this somehow. Oh, well, probably not. We're going to go ahead and stand up. Everybody stand up that would like to. We're going to sing Peace Like a River. This is a song we have in our hymn book, so we'll have all the words. And so please sing out. And also, we've got some hand motions for this song. It's a great one. I've got peace like a river.
I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean in my soul.
Stop and pick him up. If the preacher's in the way, we will stop and pick him up. If the
last two songs. We got two songs after the scripture reading, so you guys have scripture. Esther 4, 13, and 14. This takes off a little before Mordecai has told Esther to go see the king. And she said, you don't get to see the king unless he calls you, or you can get a spear or a sword. So Esther wasn't real crazy about going to see the king uninvited. 13. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Now we have two songs.
If you want to go ahead and stand for these songs, and then Jay will bring a devotional thought to us.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness.
So how many of you girls up here grew up liking Disney princesses? Did you watch any of the Disney princess movies? Did you watch any Matthew? Did you like the Disney princesses? No, me either. But the Bible has a story that's similar to those Disney princesses. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about Esther tonight. And Esther was a queen. And she showed a lot of bravery and courage through something that God helped her do. Now, I'm going to take a second, I'm going to talk to the adults, and I'm going to challenge them to do something while I'm talking. While I'm talking to the kids, I want you guys to think about your Esther story. I think we've all been in positions where we don't quite see God's plan. And so I'd like you to think about where you have been in your life that you can compare to that while I tell the story to the ones up front. So, Esther was a Jew. That's how the whole thing starts off. There's this girl named Esther, and she was a Jew. And it was a time where Jews were not treated well. And she lived with her uncle named Mordecai, and he was a leader of the Jews. Now, it came time where the king of that area, King Artaxerxes, loved to party. He was very rich. He loved to party. He loved to have all his friends over. And so he had a whole bunch of kings from the other surrounding areas come, and they had a big party. And now he wanted to show off his wife at the end of that party, his queen, Queen Vashti, and show how pretty she was for all his friends to see. And so he summoned her, and she didn't come. Now, have any of you guys ever told your parents no? I have. How many times, yeah, Maggie has. How many times have you told your parents no, and it worked out well? Yeah, not very often. I can't think of any. And so while this wasn't her parents, it was her king. And so refusing the king is never a good thing to do. And what this did was, as a result, it embarrassed the king. It was an embarrassment. And so he was advised to make a law saying, if you are summoned by the king, you have to come, or you can only come if summoned by the king. So if you're in front of the king and you're speaking to him, he knows that you're there, and he was planning for you to be there. Now, as a part of her punishment, he got rid of Queen Vashti and was in search of a new queen now. So what he did was he had a kind of like a beauty contest and talent show all wrapped up into one real long process of selecting the queen, because he had to have the most perfect girl in every aspect to be his queen. And can you guess who ended up winning that competition? Anybody? Esther. Esther won. And the reason that created a little bit of an issue is because, like, she was a Jew. Like we said earlier, this was not a good time for the Jews. They were facing all kinds of different forms of persecution, and they just were not in a good spot. So, like I said, she had an uncle named Mordecai. He was the leader of the Jews. And another character that comes into play is Haman. Haman is the king's kind of like right-hand man, so to say. And he especially hated the Jews. And he especially hated Mordecai. Because he was out one day in the city, and basically he asked Haman asked Mordecai to bow down to him. Mordecai says, I only bow down to my God or my king, and you are neither, basically. And so this just angered him so much. So his hatred for the Jews grew even more. So he's not the king, so he does not have power to make decrees or laws. So through a whole bunch of different stuff and things that he does, he's able to kind of basically trick the king into making a decree to kill the Jews. He had a plot to kill the Jews, and it was all underhanded. And it was all part of his just revenge plot on Mordecai and the Jews in general. So Mordecai finds out about this plan. And he's not able to see Esther because Esther's living in the palace and it's only limited people. So he's able to send a message to Esther. And that's what we read tonight, is the scripture reading. And what I really would like to focus on is the end of that scripture reading, where he says, who knows, maybe you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. So Esther is faced with a dilemma. She's had to keep her faith a secret. The king does not know she's a Jew. And who knows what would happen if he did know. So she has to come up with a choice. She has to decide where she wants her loyalties to lie. And I think that it is very, I think it's very hard to say that she had that courage in her all along. She was a very brave girl, but God is really what put that courage in her. God really gave her strength. And as you see at the end of the story, Esther decides to risk her life and go before the king unsummoned. And she pleads on behalf of the Jews. And later, Haman is actually killed on the very gallows that he made to kill the Jews on. And it's just, it all works out for the Jews in the end because of God's plan through Esther. So, what I really want to get from tonight is that bravery comes from all kinds of different places. And the biggest source is from God. You guys are going to be faced with all kinds of situations where you might be scared, whether it's scared of something physical or if it's just an internal fear that you have, and God will be with you. He will watch over you. He had a plan, and even in this dark hour for the Jews, he had a plan for them, and he had a plan to save them, and he was always there, and he's going to be always there for you guys, too. As you grow up and go through high school and college and go into your own lives, God has a plan for everything that you do. And every time that you are faced in a situation where you need courage to do something, He will give it to you. Because He knows exactly what you are capable of, and He's going to bring you through it. So, I'm going to talk to the adults again to wrap things up. So, I said earlier to kind of think about your own Esther story. Because I'm sure we've all been in that kind of situation. Maybe not to that extreme, but to the point where you're faced with a decision. I would like to share with you a little bit of my Esther story. I grew up in a family, a preacher family, and both my parents went to OVU for 2 years, and then they graduated from Harding. And so I was kind of on the fence between OVU and Harding for my entire high school career. I knew it was going to be between one of those two. And for about 3.5 years of high school, I was going to Harding. And then everything changed. I was offered a baseball scholarship. I wanted to be a biochemistry major. And so things just kind of fell into place. And on move-in day, I found myself at Ohio Valley University instead. And those of you that know me know that it took only about 9 weeks for me to drop my biochemistry degree and change to Bible. And then I did another big change. I quit the baseball team. So I'm kind of facing a hard time at this point. I'm already away from home. I'm at college. I'm thinking, what am I doing here? I thought that I was here to be a physical therapist. I thought I was here to play baseball, and that wasn't the case. So I was really searching for God's plan. And I think I saw it pretty clearly for the rest of the year. There was a kid on the baseball team. His name was JT. And he's actually worshipped here at 36th Street a few times. He came with me. And I think that JT was part of my Esther story. I think that JT is one of the reasons that God brought me to OVU. JT was on the baseball team. And he ended up throwing his arm out, and so he missed the entire year. He wasn't going to be able to play. He was discouraged, and he was a part of like my friend group. And JT, he grew up in a real small town, to where they had one church building, and whoever they could hire to be the minister for that church building, whatever his belief system was, that's what the church was. So it was a real rocky foundation, but he had a little bit of groundwork. And OVU was a great place for JT. And he was able to find people that he could talk to, and I was luckily one of those people. And we became real good friends, and I introduced him to all kinds of other people, and he, in a long story short, ended up being baptized. And it was at that point that I realized my plans for my life were so much smaller than what God had planned. And everything changed, and I was really in a dark spot, but I knew that God had a plan, and I was just kind of waiting to see it. And I think every one of us in this room tonight has been in a similar spot like that at some point in their lives. So what I just want to encourage you guys tonight is, while you know God will give you courage, I also want to remind you that God has you exactly where He wants you. The job that you have, the relationships, the friendships, the family members that you are around, He has you exactly where He wants you, because He's using you in ways that you might not even be aware of right now. And that's what I just wanted to share with you guys tonight, as well as reminding you that He'll always be able to give you the courage and the strength that you need to bring you through whatever it is you're going through at the time. So, if you're here tonight and you are realizing that you're part of a plan and you would like to come forward and be baptized, or maybe you just need the prayers of the church to encourage you and to help you to remember that you are a part of that plan, whatever it is you may need, you can come as we stand and sing.
I am mine, no more. I am mine.
Seated. If you have not had the opportunity and you would like to partake of the Lord's Supper,